Stopping over for rehearsals in Ballymun last week was Liz Roach Company's latest dance work, Sentient, a piece commissioned for the Beckett Unbound Festival, which will play Liverpool this week and Paris next. Sentient is inspired by a mention in Beckett's Molloy of the then recent discovery that bees danced. The music for the piece is composed by Nick Roth and Natalie Forger, a specialist in the onde matinot, a 1920s electrical instrument akin to a massively elaborate theremin, with a keyboard and a range of speakers from a lyre-like stringed cabinet to one containing a gong, all of which Ondiste Natalie Forger sparked into action for Culturefile.
But it has changed, you know, the speakers with the martinet instrument, they are really alive, so it doesn't have the same sound than as the beginning when I bought them, all of them. They are, getting older, like me. Yeah, and also the sound. And we are always, like on this, we are always restoring and doing things to change the sound. It's like, So my name is Natalie Forget, but we say Forger in French. I'm French, and I play a very special, rare French instrument called onde martinot.
So tell us about who Martinot was.
Yeah, he was radio telegraphist, so in the First War, and he was also a cellist. He did also a real big stuff about teaching and about the relaxation. The instrument is built around all this: the war, the radio, the communication to the other, and of course electricity, which was at that period was really quite magical, you know, to make an electric instrument. So it was really one of the first electronic instruments. Martinot probably was a kind of utopic idealist guy, still thinking about light, about communication possible between human, between angel and so on. So also the cello probably much more inspire him about our technique, because we have like the left hand like a bow, so we can really be close, never the same, but close string instrument. We have that vibrato technique, that line, melodic line.
The particular instrument you have here, where did you come across it? How did it become yours?
So that one is very special. It's a mix between old and new, and that one I really love it. It's my first instrument, in fact, the body you can see, and I also did the keyboard on some part of my instrument myself with my father, because we at that time it was really the first builder after Martinot doing instruments. So it was called Oliva. It's an Italian French guy who died now, and so he was really alone to build that, so we helped him during a few years. I really work a lot about preparation of loudspeakers since years. I really like that, so I will also go and play inside. It's supposed to be like a resonance speakers, but it's like a small instrument itself. You can really play it. Here also it. We still have now a classical repertoire, also from songs like Jacques Brel till Radiohead, but in classical also rhythm music. Messiaen is becoming more and more classical now.
Where does Jacques Brel use it?
In Ne me quitte pas, for example, yes. Yeah, this is the most famous, yes. Not in all recording, but you can have few recording with a da 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 da.
ne me quitte pas.
You were saying that he was interested in the kind of the health aspect of it, or the meditation aspect of it. Do you get into a particular state when you're playing?
Yes, I really start teaching by a kind of relaxation, and I also start myself, and I also play with relaxation, and also because the loudspeakers, they make vibrations, so we can also feel them a lot in the body. And I also discovered, and Martineau was doing that beginning the lesson with relaxation, then improvisation, really important, and then very small part of technique, and then at the very end, the repertoire, the piece. Also because probably there was not so much piece at that time, but also because of the instrument, where you really need to be relaxed, to be in your body, to have a really... It's probably the case of every other instrument, but with that such sensible instrument, you really have to control, whereas you are playing everything inside, and to relax and to be in your body inside. Yes, so it's really special. And I guess also that I have many students, they are also interesting now, because it's a special lessons also about how you feel in your body, and to take those sound in your body. We really work on this, and sometimes we only work on this only one or two notes, and but how you feel those notes, we really spend lots of times about feeling and relaxing the body and taking that voice inside. And yes, it's very special, I think.
Andiste Nathalie Forget there at rehearsals for Liz Roach Company's Sentient, which premieres in Liverpool on Thursday, Paris next Wednesday, and hopefully soon enough Ireland.